This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Kentucky Farm Bureau's annual meeting will join numerous others that were held virtually this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says this will be a first for the state's largest farm organization.
We had it for 100 years. It was pretty much the same year after year how we operated. And then 2020 came along, and we're certainly, like everybody else, we're having to do things differently. But we have a good plan in place, and we think it's going to work out okay.
Haney says both delegates and other Farm Bureau members will have ways to participate virtually.
We're going to have the delegates participate by Zoom, but everyone else will have the opportunity to participate live stream by YouTube. And there will be plenty of play, you know, where you go to click on that, where you can find it and participate.
He says the annual meeting kicks off Thursday, December 3rd, with the first general session at 2:00.
We will have, as we traditionally do, Commissioner Quarles, Commissioner of Agriculture, will help us kick off the first part of the opening session of our general session there. We will hear from myself.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Agriculture is one of the cornerstones of Kentucky, and being efficient in the field is extremely significant. When it comes to providing a diverse selection of parts and service to your equipment, AgSpray Equipment is here to take care of you. At AgSpray.com, their website is easy to browse and find exactly what you're needing to repair or enhance your equipment. In addition to their wide availability of parts, AgSpray Equipment also has a quality line of both commercial and residential sprayers, as well as liquid applicators. Visit AgSpray Equipment online today at AgSpray.com. AgSpray Equipment. We live ag.